Hey, champ. What's up? Lunch is almost ready. What have you got there? A notebook? It looks vaguely familiar. Why do I feel like I've seen it? Oh my god. Oh my god, where did you find it? Young man, give me that book right now. You haven't opened it, have you? It's not for your eyes. There. Good boy. This is a very, very special notebook, which Mommy thought had been lost since your dad passed away. It's very important that you tell me the truth now. Did you read any of the words inside? Oh, God. Look at me. Look at me. You are never to speak any of the phrases you read in there. Do you understand me? Do you understand me? Yes, I know they just seem like harmless nonsense phrases. And it's difficult, maybe impossible to explain to you why, but you just have to believe me and trust me. And obey me when I ask, no, order you to never say anything you saw out loud. And better still, forget all about it. No, son, this is not a game. It's not one of those moments for you to prove you're too old to do what Mommy tells you. This is serious. Young man, this is serious. Don't you dare. Okay, Trudy. Gobble go time. Oh, God. Oh, God, no. You stupid fucking idiot. You've got no idea what you've done. No. It's working. I can't stop. I can't stop undressing. Son. You need to leave the room. Now. Please leave the room. I know you don't understand. I know you're stunned by watching your mother slowly undress in front of you, but believe me, it's only gonna get worse. You need to leave now. You hear me? Alright. Fine. Fine, I'll explain. Look, when your father was alive, and before you were born, we experimented with hypnotism. And it turns out that I was really, really, really susceptible to your father's talents. He was able to put me in a trance and then give me these one-time-use trigger phrases. Oh, God. Look away, son. 18 years old is much too old to be looking at your own mother's naked breasts. You're a young man now. And your body will have physical reactions to seeing women's bodies. It's not appropriate for us to see each other naked anymore. Don't look at your own mother's nipples with that perverted gaze. Look, it was a sex thing, okay? Your father gave me all these trigger phrases, and where the next time I heard them, I would lose control of my body and be forced to do what he wanted. He kept all the triggers he hadn't used yet in that book. And then you were born and things slowed down. And then later he passed away. I could never find his notebook. By this point, I just assumed that he had destroyed it himself one day, but clearly not. And even more clearly, the hypnotism is still as strong as ever. I can't stop myself from taking off my panties. Son, look away. Why won't you leave? There's no time for you to be stunned into silence. You have seconds until... No. Son, can't you see what's happening? I'm kneeling at your feet, pulling down your pants. Why are you letting me do this? This is wrong. Can't you see that? You need to run to the bathroom and lock the door until the suggestion wears off. Don't just stand there and let your mother get your cock out. Oh my God, why are you so hard? From watching me undress? This is exactly what I didn't want to happen. It's so wrong. Young man, take your cock out of my hand. Don't just let me masturbate you. Son, snap out of it. This isn't okay, son. Young man, don't just stand there. A mother should never have to know what her son's penis tastes like. What do you mean you're okay with this? This is anything but... Don't tell me that. I won't be able to stop myself from jacking you up all over my face. Yuck. Your semen is so bitter and salty. It's disgusting. Why would you let your mother suck the aftercum out of your leaking penis? You're fucked up, son. And as soon as this hypnotism wears off, I'm gonna kick your ass and ground you for... You wouldn't. Oh my God. You would. Son, you don't understand. This first one was tame compared to what those phrases would make me do. I can't even bring myself to say out loud some of the things your father used to give me to do. Okay. You're right. You have all the power here. Okay. How about we just never speak of it again? Is that fair? Fine, I promise. I will never raise my voice at you again. You'll never be in trouble with me again. You can do whatever you want, as long as you never say any more phrases. You want me to what? No, son, I'm not agreeing to give you a blowjob every day. That's asking too much. I can't believe you would even ask. One blowjob a month. One blowjob a week at the time of my choosing. I won't deep throat it or swallow. Final offer. Fine. As long as no one else is here to see, you can say the word. And I'll get down on my knees and suck you off until you come. Once a week only. Deal? I can't have a choice anyway. But remember, young man, if you ever say another phrase from that book, the deal is off forever. And more importantly, I will never forgive you.